Hello, everyone. Hold on tight. You're now listening to Ginger Snaps. Hello, it's June 6th, 2008. I'm going to do a little reflecting here after the iConnect iLearnUn conference. This is a conference that we got together. Charter schools, virtual schools, face-to-face schools, traditional schools, all got together across Kansas, from across Kansas in Colby, and also in Hayesville. Colby's western Kansas, way up northwest corner. The Hayesville is just south of Wichita, a more urban area. What the purpose of this conference, or unconference, was to get a connection going between these different schools, different administrators, different teachers, to where we can begin to share resources and ideas and collaborative opportunities to better our schools and better our students. And the purpose to this is not necessarily to better our scores, but rather to better our 21st century learning opportunities for our students. That includes technology, that includes project-based learning, and everything in between. So we planned this as an unconference. I'd been doing project-based learning with my Turning Point Learning Center face-to-face school for the past 2 years. And one of the things that I've found is that what people pontificate about all the time is let the learner take charge. But yet, I never see this happening with adult learners, ever. You go to a conference, they'll tell you and lecture to you all day long about how you should let the learners discover for themselves. Nobody seems to be willing to jump right in and do an unconference. So we did. And we laid the groundwork for what Alan November calls optimal ambiguity. And to talk to them about how maybe if you have a traditional conference mindset, that you're going to think, wow, man, these guys have no idea what they're doing. They don't have everything lined out and ready to go. Well, yeah, you're right. We don't have things lined out and ready to go, and that is purposeful. And we continue to talk about, we started out talking to them, and we continued talking to the participants about this throughout the entire unconference. And there seemed to be no glitch, no worries throughout the entire thing. People understood from the very beginning when we first laid it out as you're in charge of your learning here, and multiple times I use the words optimal ambiguity, multiple times I use the words if you're bored and you're not learning anything, whose fault is that? We had sessions laid out, sure, where there were facilitators who, yeah, some of them might have presented, but they were very open discussion oriented. There were times where we would just sit and watch movies, and you could watch two or three in a row videos, you know, the ones that we all know and love for educational excellence we find on YouTube and TeacherTube. We watched those. We looked at TED Talks, Ken Robinson's Do Schools Kill Creativity? I mean, we did. For these new teachers, people who are new to this concept, we did it all. We talked tech tools. And I can't believe in the 4 days that we spent on this, 2 days in Colby, 2 days rest, 2 days in Hayesville, I cannot believe the number of topics that we covered and hit and that people really jumped into. And it was nice because it was self-paced and some people wanted to consume everything and they felt comfortable with that. And some people wanted to learn a tool and play with it with their friends for a while. And they did that. And they had full permission. And this is the first, I've heard several people say this is the first time they ever left a conference and didn't feel overwhelmed or underwhelmed. I don't know. I know that when I go to conferences, don't tell my boss this, but just between you and me here, when I go to conferences, I find it very difficult to sit in sessions. And so with that in mind, and with my classes in mind, we put the participants in control, and they dug it. So we had like a great party, you know. It's like the best party you've ever had, but I'm feeling like a mixed feelings about it, as I'm wont to do. I will, believe me, I'll celebrate all the positives, but I'm cautious about this. We had the conversations, we opened the communication channels. At the bare minimum, that's what we expected to do. The tools were, hey, yes, we'd love to do that, and we did it. And now I'm scared, though. I'm scared that the tools might be where many people stop. You know, we're going to love those tools, and we're going to, oh gosh, let's learn Skype, let's get into Twitter, and let's talk about Ustream, and let's talk about iMovie, and gosh, Second Life, and I'm afraid that the teachers are going to get enamored by the tools. How do I know this? I've seen it done 100 times. Heck, I've even experienced it. It's taken me almost a full year to get over the, wow, let me find the next tool, and let me play with the next tool. All the while, I've been trying to concentrate on implementing those in good teaching. But I don't know. I don't think the overt connection to use of tools versus teaching of tools versus learning through the tools, I'm not sure that that was really made for all, every single one of our participants. And I don't know. Something I want to think about, making sure that we're including. How did you experience? Are you still in the tool enamored stage? How have you experienced stepping up and looking at 21st century skills as something other than the use of computers? I know that I work that, but I don't know. Thanks for listening. You can send me your answers here on this comment, or if you're listening to me on iTunes, you can always catch me on Twitter, GingerTPLC, which is Turning Point Learning Center. My Skype name is also GingerTPLC. Thanks so much for listening, and I'm going to continue thinking on this.